Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday VBS radio show, Creation Lightship Healing. And the date today, in case you're hooked into the date, quarter to the date, maybe you died on this date in the past, never know. But here we go. This date is March 29th, 2017. So this is naturally our last Wednesday of the month. So the month has a few more days in it here, 2 days unless you're overseas. So I'm going to clear away the energy from this day. So the 29th of March, 2017, releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll energize the light beams on your monitor screen, so I'll bring them up. And here we go, bringing in energy to you. It could even be on your cell phone. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, let's help you release the energy off one of your thoughts of a situation that you have encountered. And remember, that would be in the past. Everything that you deal with is in the past. So here we go. One of your memories, and let's release the energy from that. Think of something right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And here we go. Let's bring in Michelle here. So, Michelle, are you out there out of the voice gargling room and the makeup room, and got your high heels on and hair done and everything, I would imagine? So.
Yeah, actually the voice gargling room and the makeup room are the same for me, the same room.
Okay.
And a mirror.
Yeah, that's the one with all the mirrors on the ceiling and walls and everything, right? You really get a good feel of yourself.
Yeah, it was built in the 70s, so I'm perfectly comfortable there because I love the 70s. So.
Yep.
Okay. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday Night Show. We have some really great things coming up this next month. So after a couple questions, we're going to have Ron just discuss them, but let's do a couple questions first. So the last show, I believe it was Monday, you talked about doing all of our clearings again, but then after our name, writing spirit, that it specifically cleared our spirit. And so our first question of the day is, Ron, should we do the spirit clearing for the fear generation clearing? And they're wondering if there's an accelerated way to do this. I believe that our webmaster has made it quicker, so when you go into those clearings for generational clearings again, they go much faster than they used to. So, yeah, is that possible, Ron? Do we do our generational clearings in the same manner?
Well, I don't know if it's needed to do your, like, seven-generational one. You could if you wanted to, but I would just do this lifetime on all of your whole lifetime clearings that you've had. So what that's for is to transfer. In fact, I'll just talk about this here. So this will be the new Earth energy, and this is physical. So I need to make a distinction here. A lot of people are talking about more recently that we have a new Earth and multi-dimensions out there, okay? And so maybe they're talking about the fourth and fifth generations or not generations, excuse me, I'll start over here. They're talking about the new Earth is being talked about as another hologram like in the fourth and fifth dimension. And what I'm talking about with the new Earth is the new Earth that's physical. And so there's a big difference there. So what actually happened a couple of months ago or so, I knew that this Earth was too contaminated, and that was with the Fukushima stuff coming down and the rods that are kind of melting there or could melt, and it's, you know, like doomsday. And so from there, we started creating a new Earth, and we're using six of the Earth spirits that have been here. So all six are engaged in the creation of the new Earth. And about 2 weeks ago, approximately, they finished the blueprint. And then it took them until last Sunday. And I'll give you the date on that in case you're wondering here. So Sunday would be the 26th. So I believe on the 26th, the new Earth was actually created. And this is probably out of our own consciousness. Now, this is where you go to when you're in the now. And it will look like the Earth that created as a hologram in darkness where you think. So you have the new Earth is peace energy and freedom, put it that way. No longer trapped, so we call it freedom. And the old Earth is what you're used to living on. And they both look identical. Because the darkness creates holograms, and they created the original one from what probably was here, you know, quite a while ago, maybe thousands of years ago, hundreds of thousands, and they used that to entrap people. So now we have a brand new Earth that will allow you to have your spirit on it. Remember, when you're in the now, in the present moment, then you are automatically on the new Earth with your spirit. And you're bringing your physical body to that also as much as you can and as much as can be cleared out of you. That's why we have clearings. And so the clearings that we have, in a sense, are the same clearings that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. It's the same protocol for ascension. So what is that? Jesus talked about I turn the other cheek, which means don't be in judgment, in a sense, be peaceful. Don't have confrontations, which means, you know, not being in duality. So you could kind of look at that as that definition. He mentioned in order to get into the kingdom, you have to be like a young child, okay, be innocent. So that means getting rid of your emotions and things. So it's everything that deals with thought and memory. And that's what he sort of talked about 2,000 years ago. It's the same protocol now, but he was doing clearings back then at that time to help that out. And now it's the same thing. We're just 2,000 years away from that. So this is why the Creation Lightship has the advantage over other practitioners and healers, is that they're not using source energy to heal you. They're using mind energy, and the mind energy can't help because, remember, mind energy gave you your problem. They can take it away. But it's not source energy. So that's the basic difference. So I get people asking me all the time, oh, Jivan, I have this practitioner doing this work here, and they thump on my head and thump on my body, and they do this, they do that. And it does help out and relieve things out of me, and I feel better. And then some people say, yeah, I've had emotional healings before. They help me out. But then when I show them what we can do, they go, well, I didn't know this could be possible. And plus, you know, the time involved to do is maybe a half an hour or less. And most people have spent, you know, many, many hours, if not years, going to practitioners trying to get stuff, you know, eliminated from them. And it never works complete. And it's definitely more than a half an hour of work and tons of money additionally to that. So that's what we do here, is clean you out so that you can do the ascension. Remember, you have to go to the source of the energy to help you. You can't go to mind energy, which is thoughts, which would just lead you down a different rat hole. So basically, if you want to do the ascension, you need to get on board with the Creation Lightship and do the healing that will facilitate your ascension. One that you've had before could have helped you, but they're not complete. And you need to get rid of the darkness from what they could have given you also on the attunements and things from that. So basically, the new Earth is here. The way that, in a sense, works is that when you're in the present moment, and you can do that with the Be Here Now clearing. That's a free clearing on the website. You can do the Mind to Heart Drop. That will put you in the present moment, too. And you're also in the present moment when you're being creative, and time basically stops for you. Now, the time that's stopping is the alien timeline that you're living on. You're not in source energy, but you are stopped on the timeline, which means the aliens really aren't going to connect to you. So you can go to the new Earth during that time. It'll look just like this one here, but it'll be very, very peaceful. And there are people now that I've had comment to me that, yeah, that they can actually feel the difference when they go there. as your spirit just kind of waiting. Your spirit is not here in mind energy. It's a fabrication of that. It's like a copy and paste, and it's not the same. So this is much like having the earth transport clearing with all your clearings that you've had. Each time you do a clearing, you put it in that earth transport clearing, and that kind of holds your energy so that the light can find you. That will also be going over to the new earth, so I wouldn't worry about doing that. Just put all your clearings into your transport, and they'll be transferred automatically. So the new earth is where we're going to be. This is, in a sense, the next phase, we'll say, the first phase of the ascension process. And that's where you're going to go to initially at ascension time. And your spirit is there. So just waiting for your body to come. As much as you can do possibly with your body, as far as cleaning it out with the CLX full lifetime clearings, and everybody, you know, needs the emotional clearing, mental clearing, possibly fear. That's a big one. You may want to do the set sequence timing body that puts your spirit back into your body throughout your lifetime when you're out of your body and vacant on a timeline. And you get taken away out of your body when you're in a physical pain or you're scared or something. You get popped out. And then also when you meditate, you're not in your body. So, you know, you're in la-la land. And who's taking over your body when you're not home? That's the whole thing. So anyway, and plus dark side practitioners can take you out of your body too. So you want to be in your body. And that's why you do the set sequence timing clearing. And you're going to feel a lot of your spirit energy that you have to be floating around there and, you know, in the beyond coming back to you. So we have a solution to the problem here. And now you can go to the new earth with your body because your spirit's already there. And you probably have a much greater sense of healing, too. So thank you, everybody. And back to you, Michelle.
Okay, thank you. That was a great description. So we have somebody who's actually written in about their experience that they've been having so far with the new earth. And it says, it's truly amazing what you've done for us all. I'm spending lots of time on the new earth. Following your reminders is very helpful. It's a visceral feeling to be on the new earth. Our animals are with me too. During the mind-to-heart drop, the instant I feel confrontational or an upsetting energy come my way, I am immediately in peace. Feeling the shift to the new earth and my body feels light, bright, and clear. The energy is so clean, fresh, pure, filled with simplicity, peace, and beauty. It's wonderful. What a gift. The weariness and difficulties of the earth are lifting, and I need to sleep a lot this past week. Really looking forward to the Spirit in the Box clearing on April 15th. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's from a listener. So, it's really funny. I've actually been wondering why my cat has been so friendly the past couple days. So friendly. Like, out of the ordinary. Usually she sleeps in her chair and she comes to eat, but she's been coming downstairs and wanting people to pet her, and she doesn't let the other cats dominate her or try to bother her. She's just, like, happy as a little lark. I have a feeling she's hanging out in the north as well. That is fantastic. Thank you, listener, who wrote that in. Okay. Now, this one is about the 4-in-1 clearing. It says, in the search section, so they must have gone online, I was unable to find the Master 4-in-1 set. Where is it and what is the price? They want to know. And what are the 4 separate clearings? So, Ron, if you could explain that a little bit, how somebody finds it or how somebody does that, that'd be great.
Yeah, so the cost on it, I believe, is $150. And there's 4 clearings in the 4-in-1. The first clearing would be the planet clearing, where I clear away 13 planets. So if you are going to do the 4-in-1, you have to contact me, and maybe I can find some time to do that in a more timely manner. I've been pretty busy that the last couple of years to even do the clearing, but we can maybe set up some time schedules now. And so if you haven't done the planetary clearing to get these planets off, that's a planet star vortex, and you want to do the 4-in-1, you could pay for the 4-in-1 by sending a donation for $150, and then I will send you the planet star vortex clearing, which will be included in that. So, in theory, then it would be like $100 for the 4-in-1 and $50 for that other clearing. So that needs to be done to get rid of these planets. Otherwise, I could be spending 2 to 3 hours just to clear those four, I mean the 13 planets off of you. It could take maybe 15 minutes or so to do that, as opposed to a couple of hours if you haven't done that other clearing. So I definitely need to have you do that planet star vortex clearing. Okay, number two part of that would be finding your home base energy. The home base energy is where you go to. Now, we're not talking about the Earth here, because you're trapped here. But if you're in light, you would automatically, for your first incarnation, you would be created, and then you would leave the light ship, and you would go to your home base energy. This is where you always go to. And when you're there, you're also met with your twin flame energy. So maybe you and your twin flame automatically go there at one time. Maybe you're created, and then you're split, and you leave the light ship. But your twin base does reside off and on and go back to your home base energy. So that's your meeting place. Next, clearing number three would be where your twin flame is. So your home base energy could be any type of location. It could be like sandy beaches. It could be something that you saw out there and you and your twin flame wanted to have that to go to. Some people have like rainforests where they go to, but they're not, necessarily a spirit that's living there. They're just still there in view, let's say. But you may see other life forms. Now, your twin flame is out there in the universe of light, hopefully, and there's very few here on this planet, but, I really won't get into that because that's kind of sad sometimes because you're both stuck here. But basically, your twin flame is out in the universe of light, and it could be anywhere, and I will find where your twin flame is and describe to you what it looks like, what type of life form it has, and what the planet looks like also that it's living on. And so that's number three. And number four would be disconnecting you and taking you out of your soul family. This is like a graduation. And from there you feel pretty free. When you do just the first, the second one and the third one, which is your home base and your twin flame energy, that takes away loneliness, maybe frustration that you might have in this lifetime, the yearning for being around, lots of people or to find somebody to be with, makes, you're kind of needy until you have that clearing. And then you feel very self-fulfilled and like you're filled up from the inside. And you can call upon and go to your home base energy just for a brief amount of time, maybe a few seconds to minutes. And then you can also, visit with your twin flame for a short amount of time, too. But, you're not going to go there and live because you're here. So just having that connection with these two energies is the fulfillment, of your lifetime. So that's what it does. And it's called the 4-in-1 clearing. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, excellent. Great description. And I know we've discussed it on other shows as well. So some people have given their experience in that, but it's very personable. It's very personal to you. It's absolutely the most personal clearing, set of clearings that you could do. So it's really, really worth it, I would say. And so with that being said, the other thing that's coming up soon is another clearing that is going to be so personal to you and very important. So let's talk about what's coming up. Let's see, on April 15th, so maybe half a month away or whatever, a couple weeks, but basically, Ron, I know you're excited to do the Spirit in the Box release, and a lot of people got an email today sent with some testimonials. Would you like me to read some of those?
Yeah, you could, and then I can talk about it also.
Okay, I'm going to read these, and then I'll let you discuss that in more detail. Okay, so what people have, that some of the people, very few people that have already done it have written, it says, I felt extremely relaxed, very peaceful, with a deep sense of calm, confidence, and relief. Heart area felt open, without stress or strain of trying to pull shoulders back and chest out. I feel more creative, with the ability to complete a variety of projects I had put off for a very long time. Much appreciated. They also wrote, more fluid movement in my back, more space and spine and neck. Also, shoulders felt straighter. Instead of slouching, I felt confident, and my actions toward others are more straightforward. I actually felt taller, better posture, and eyes were looking straight ahead, not down. Okay, and then just one more. The freedom of movement in my body has been very welcome. I no longer feel stiff and dry in my joints. I also feel taller and younger. And I'm sure all this could be attributed to the fact that your spirit is with you more. So, Ron, with that being said, would you like to describe the Spirit in the Box clearing that you're going to be doing on April 16th?
Sure. So, you all know by all of our different calls that we've had in BBS programs that your spirit is your healer. No spirit, no healing, and your spirit leaves you, you know, when you're in pain, when you need it most, it's gone. So what is the dark side, somehow, you know, like I say, where are you when you're not here, and, you know, you're only real 3 hours a month, and then you're kind of living a human clone scenario. So getting back to Spirit in the Box, so the dark side somehow has captured you, your spirit, and maybe the parts that aren't captured are with you, and all the rest of you are in that box. It's like buried underground in some dark side universe. Some boxes that I open, it's kind of like going on a, what was that movie that they had? Raiders of the Lost Ark or something, you know, it's kind of similar to that. You have to dig around to find these things, and all of a sudden I'll find the box or boxes of you, and some people have had maybe up to half a dozen, I believe, maybe eight for one person, but most have maybe three boxes. And so this is where they have collected and stolen your spirit, probably through each incarnation somehow, and they stuck them in these boxes underground and covered with dirt. So some people's spirits look pretty funky, like malnutrition, you know, not much life force energy. I won't get too much into that. Some people's kind of look pretty normal, but I've only done this as an experiment because it takes a lot of energy, maybe for six people. And I've done that over the last couple of years. But it just takes a lot of energy. I can do it now for more people. And I may have to actually do two of these events, you know, two Saturday calls. But we'll just see how that goes. But basically, when your spirit gets returned to you, all of a sudden you go, wow, you like get jump-started because, you know, that since you're maybe only running, you know, maybe 1% or less of your spirit that came here a long time ago, when maybe, you know, all of you came here, this starts to get returned to you. So we take the spirit out of the box, and then from there, heal the spirit, take away the darkness that was connected to it, and then return that to your new earth, and then you go to the new earth, and voila, it's there. And it would probably be an instantaneous thing because you just feel the spirit returning to your physical body here. But when we do this call, you're actually going to be able to be on the new earth. So this is why I'm doing this clearing also. So it'll be quite wonderful. So each time you get one of those spirit energies or boxes returned to you, you know, you feel much better and you're more alive. So, and you get a lot more healing. So I guess back to you.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. I'm looking forward to that one, and I'm sure many people are. So very good description of it as well. Okay, so running the Be Here Now clearing and doing the Mind to Heart drop. And I know there's a couple other suggestions in an email that had gone out, but all very important. I am already feeling it because I'm much more able to just go, oh, well, and, like, just completely ignore things that normally, you know, I just go, mind heart drop, and it's gone. So, okay, somebody is wondering, they said they enlisted a while ago, and recently they are feeling a lot of heaviness from it. So they're wondering, are they still enlisted? Would there be any reason why they're feeling this? Are they kind of shaking off the old energies?
Well, the answer's in the question. So there was a lot of battles recently going on with the government or governments here in Antarctica trying to kill aliens that were trying to leave here. So we had to step in and do things there. I can't describe much about it, but I didn't like, even though the aliens were, in a sense, not harming people here, they just got kind of awakened, and their household got disrupted through different events over there, nuclear events possibly, and other things happening. And so, you know, we kind of invaded their territory. The ones that we were taking out initially were in the tunnels. But this year, it's stuff that's outside of the tunnels and very possibly just frozen in the ice, like that one ship that I saw with the tail fin on it where I saw dead aliens outside of it. But the ones inside were in those, like, sleeping chambers, and they were still alive. And that was a pretty big ship. But aside from that, I think they were trying to battle these aliens that were down there that were not really harming anybody. They're just living, not looking for people to eat, but they could eat people possibly. But, you know, they were just living. And to come in and invade those aliens and to start shooting at them and destroying their ships, that's going way over the line. So time-traveling soldiers had to step in to prevent a lot of that. I don't know what type of damage was done, anyway, so we had to start saving these aliens, even though they may not be friendlies, in the future, but it's not right to kill a life form that's not harming you. So we did a lot of releasing there and opening up energy so they could leave the planet. Years ago, I brought aliens in here that wanted to take out their gold out of the planet here. Because they had this, their special places where gold was that they brought here. They could have been pirates, or whatever, or they just brought gold in here to store it here as like a way station, you know? And so they all came in and got their gold. A lot of them, you know, were trying to fight each other to get the gold afterwards, being pirates, we'll say, but we stopped that also. So anyway, just trying to get some peace here and stop the thing of trying to kill everything that's not going along with the program that you would normally think should be happening. So and that's one of the big problems, is the domination of power here. So anyway, that's kind of what happened. So if you did feel battles happening the last week or two, I would say more than likely it was protecting aliens that were living underground, good, bad, or the ugly, whatever, that makes no difference. If they weren't harming anything, harming the humans, then there's no reason for them to be destroyed. So back to you.
Okay, so but they're gone now, so we don't have to worry about them doing anything different because they're just gone. Is that correct?
Well, the ones that left are gone, yeah.
Yes.
You know, I can't say they won't come back, but more than likely, you know, they probably won't come back. You know, if they do come back, very possibly you could be on the new Earth. And, you know, I'll just leave it at that. Remember,
right.
The Earth that people live on where they're thinking is the fabrication. That's the hologram. The new Earth is peace. So back to you.
Okay, well, somebody has a question about, it says, when can I send you my PayPal receipt? I know that the April 15th call is a little bit ways away. Should people just hold on to those until very close to before the call?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay.
Just wait and maybe send them on the Wednesday before.
All right, good. So for the person who has not received a phone number or a call-in number, it's because we haven't decided what that is yet, and just hang on to that receipt and send it to Ron just before, and then he'll get those out to people.
Yeah.
Just before the call. I know that's how it usually goes. And also, I just want to reiterate that you did say we cannot do this one absentee unless we are living in another country where it is nighttime.
Yes, that's correct.
Right? Okay. All right. And, okay, it sounds like we have some more videos being published on the YouTube channel. So I don't know if people are, you know, wanting to go there, if they want to check out some things that have been happening on the conference or little clips of Ron talking. More is being posted on that, and more will be posted in the future. So that's kind of very cool. All right, now let me go to some of the fast chats that have come in just today. This one says, Vietnam War Day. Besides natal barcode, what else should we do for this Remembrance Day? Just not go there on the timeline trying to drag us to as things like numbers or symbols or crop circles. They're wondering how to basically disconnect from all sorts of things besides the natal barcode.
Hmm. Yeah, so today a day that they stopped the war or something? Is this a special day today?
I'm not sure about that. It says Vietnam War Day, and I don't know. And it was stated for today. So,
well,
if anything knows, let us know.
Well, you may want to do timeline crashing on it. Remember, whatever you connect with, then you may want to release the energy. So I would clear the date. And so the date of today's date, 3/29, would be what you'd probably want to clear. Maybe, you know, the day before, maybe the 28th, maybe the 30th. But you want to clear the energy for that. And it could be affecting you if you were there. So we also may want to do a media clearing for it. The media clearing could have a lot of energy attached to you just from newspapers and TV stuff going on the day also. So when you hear about a date and an event that happened, you are automatically put onto that date in that time. So I'm not sure when the Vietnam War ended. I just don't have a clue. I won't even guess. I know they were over there in 63, I believe, and maybe it ended in 74. I'm just guessing that But, you know, maybe somebody can tell us the year that it was. But once you hear about it, you're on that timeline. You want to get off of it. So what does a timeline mean? Maybe we won the war, which maybe we didn't, but, you know, that could be one way to look at it. The other thing is the opposite side is how many people got killed in that war, all the different countries fighting. And then, you know, you have stuff there, so it's not really a positive thing, you know. I remember hearing the song with Country Joe and the fish chair. So if you're old enough, you remember that chair. I know they had it at Woodstock, I believe. So anyway, back to you.
You mean the song, "Go Back to Country, That's Where I Want to Go." That one?
No, it starts off with, give me an F. Give me a U.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay. Yep, that's Country Joe and the Fish Cheer is what I think they called it.
Oh, hilarious. I really only know that other song, but I think it's so funny every time I hear it.
But yeah, I went online. I just thought I'd look for Lee Michaels, and he had a song about that, about napalm and babies burning and stuff. So I thought I'd just look that song up. I forgot what it's called, but they took it off the net. You can't get on it. I just don't remember the name on it. But they gave the name, but when you clicked on it, nothing came up. And I think I looked at that when they had, was it 92, 93, when they had the invasion, you know, over in Iraq? So somehow I looked it up then and wasn't there, you know? So I might be able to get the name of it here. Anyway, back to you.
Okay. Somebody was saying about the New Life Expo, so this was the New York conference, that many speakers spoke in reference to the New Earth, maybe, or, you know, whatever they were speaking about. They may have had a sense of it, but this person feels that they were all in mind energy predicting timelines.
Yeah, and they had the buzzword going out, which I didn't know about until a few days ago. They're all talking about the New Earth. Well, this is the New Earth, where you become a multidimensional being and you go to like the fourth or fifth dimension or something, okay? This is not the same Earth that we're talking about. So this is an actual physical Earth where your spirit resides physically, and that's where you go to when you're not in mind energy. Remember, you're either in the hologram here of the fake Earth, and or you're in the real Earth when you're in peace, and they both look the same. The other ones you're not going to be able to connect to, you know, unless you meditate or something and the aliens want to project to you an Earth, and then you get all of your wonderful feelings and stuff, you know, which is what they do to you, give you the wonderful sensations. So this would be the CLS New Earth. This is the Earth of source energy, not some fabricated timeline Earth that's out there that all the practitioners are talking about. Completely different. So back to you.
Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago, I was talking to this friend of mine, and she relayed to me a story, and it was after I was listening to you speak about different things, and her story was definitely some dark side information, and she was really, you know, bleary-eyed about it and very much like feeling all warm and fuzzy about it, and I really didn't know quite what to say because I know it didn't feel right now knowing what I know. And but it's almost easy to ignore in our culture if somebody is just in peace. It doesn't draw much attention. So, you know, I just kind of let it go and went my own way, really. But I know what you mean about that. The dark side can make you feel that way. So, okay, let's stay away from that. Someone is wondering, for the Master 4-in-1 clearing, is it possible to do a group session, like a conference call for that particular clearing?
Not easily, because I have to tell you what your twin flame looks like, along with your home base energy. So that would be very hard to do.
Yeah, and it is kind of nice when you do it, too. I know you say, okay, here it is, and then you give the option to sit with that energy for a while and to call you back so that we can really feel what it's like, the home-based energy and the twin flame energy.
So, yes, it's great, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. Okay, and someone's saying, for if we have pets, do they get to use our spirit barcode clearing with us? Or, yeah, so I guess they're wondering if we can put our pets on the spirit barcode clearing to make sure their spirits get out.
Yeah, I don't see why you could not. Yeah, that'd be fine, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So, if we're coming down to the crunch here, Mom, let's be serious. do we, do we just take ourselves? Do we try and help other people maybe that we care about to do their spirit barcode clearing? Is the Earth going to continue? Do you know?
Don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, the spirit barcode is always a good thing to do for yourself. Maybe other people, if you know about them. You know, and you want them not to come back here. So that's your only safeguard of leaving here. You know, when you if you haven't done any clearings, and it's always good to have anyway, that's your life insurance policy. So that's why I put it up, the spirit barcode.
Yeah, I would honestly say all of the healings are great, but that is the singularly utmost important one ever. So let's just say that everyone listening to the show goes to the new Earth and the ascension happens, and then the old Earth is still here and people are carrying on. But we have done the spirit barcode clearing for maybe one or two people that we really hope make it out of here. But we know that their body isn't ready because that takes a lot of preparation. So they live out a physical life here. And then when they die, will they go? Will they be able to get out?
As much as your spirit's with them, they can get out. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Remember, most people haven't had any CLS clearings, so, you know, the body will have maybe some freedom in there, but, some energy. But you got to realize that they're not going to make it. You know, it's much like the people in Jesus' time. Did they all leave here? No, very seldom left. You know, very few of them actually left here. So, the song by Lee Michaels is called "The War."
Oh.
Yep. So the lyrics are on, but you probably won't be able to hear. You might be able to see it. Done. I know when I looked, it was taken off. So "The War" by Lee Michaels. This is about the Vietnam War, and. I don't see a date here, but it goes back, you know, you old timers out there would know that. I have part of the lyrics here, just go a little sideways here. It's how would you feel if you had to fight a war? What would you do if they called on you? How would you feel? And that's kind of where it ended on my, thing here. But anyway, you may not be interested. It'll take you out of your peace. That's the Lee Michaels song. So back to you.
Okay, I'm trying to formulate this next question. It says that they have done the deceased loved one and the emotional and spirit clearing, I believe, for one of their family members. And they are wondering if they can do the spirit in the box clearing for them, but they would possibly be absentee, probably because they don't know about CLS, really. Isn't there a prerequisite to do the spirit in the box clearing?
Yeah, you want to have your emotional clearing naturally, because if you want to join your spirit in the new earth, you know, your whole body and your invisible energetic body, which contains stuff out of your physical body, so it's all that contamination, your spirit probably will not be able to come into you. So it'd be kind of a, you know, it's not that. Anyway, I'll be getting your spirit. Whether you can join it or not depends on in the effectiveness of the integration with your spirit is how many clearings have you had? How clean are you? Remember, Jesus said you have to be like a young child. Well, that means you're not thinking, and you have all this space in you for your spirit to be there. That's why babies blow, and then they get older for a couple of years, and they lose that. Why is that? Because they're now in judgment, and that life force energy of their spirit can no longer be with them. So the whole process is very easy. You know, you have clarity. And once you realize, you know, gee, I'm contaminated, well, you know, it's like changing the oil in your car or something, you know. You got to do that to have longevity of your motor. Well, that eventually, you know, if you don't clean out yourself, your spirit cannot come into you. And it's also contaminated with what you're dealing with. Like if you have some type of, you know, terminal situation going on, so your spirit now is terminal. It can't help you because you corrupted it. So remember, your mind energy corrupted your spirit and corrupted your body, and now you're, you know, slipping down the rat hole further to the end of times for you. So that's the whole thing. You want to clean out your body. So yeah, if you want to feel this clearing, if you are a feeling person, the more clearings you have, the better off you are. And, you know, I'm typically talking to people that's probably been with me for years, and they probably have already had about 10 clearings under their belt, and they're going to go, wow, I can really feel this. Maybe to a newbie who's only just had an emotional clearing, they may not feel that much because maybe they live in their fear body or anger body or, you know, pain body, trauma body. So if that isn't cleaned out, your spirit cannot come into you because these bodies are blocking you. So it's not just that you have to get one of these energetic bodies clear. These are invisible energetic bodies. You need to get them all clear because they're kind of all blocking your spirit from coming into you. So if you were never in fear, if you're never in trauma, if you're never in anxiety, then maybe just the emotional body might be your silver bullet, and you can feel a lot. But, you know, people do live in the other bodies too. It just depends how contaminated they are. And it doesn't matter how your mental outlook is. If you're happy, sad, or glad, you know, it doesn't make any difference. It's how these bodies are corrupted and what's happened to you throughout your lifetime, and they have to be decontaminated. So that's no different than what Jesus talked about 2,000 years ago. You need to be uncorrupted. You need to be that the perfect body, in a sense, without mind energy interfering with it and judgment that can store it in you. And that's your cellular memory. You could call it muscle memory. It's what's stored inside of you. That's why when you have emotional clearing, all of a sudden your body relaxes. Well, what's relaxing? Your muscles are. So that energy was contaminated and stored, and all this darkness stored inside of your muscles, and that's why your body relaxed, because it got taken away. So, looks like our show is almost done. Anything else? Anybody have any questions out there about the new Earth? I can answer that if you want to send us something quickly. We got maybe 6 minutes to go here, so.
Okay, let me just see. Let me just clarify this a little bit, because I read over it a couple times. The person says they have already done the deceased loved one and emotional and spirit clearing, but that their father's birthday is coming up and that they either want to do it for their father. And I believe they are saying that their father's spirit is in the quarantine room because they've done the deceased loved one. Now, would it help to do the father's spirit in the box clearing for him?
No, that shouldn't help. Once the person is left here and you've done the deceased loved one's spirit clearing, then the spirit's no longer here. There's no need to do anything else, any other clearings, okay, unless you need it yourself. So once you do that one clearing, maybe you're feeling the energy and you want to do, you should do the emotional one then. Deceased loved one's emotional. Get rid of that emotional body. But those two, once somebody leaves here, that's it. You can't really do anything more for them because the spirit's gone. The spirit in the box clearing, maybe I never thought about this, mainly dealing with people who are living. I could, if you wanted to pay for them and with their name, I could also look for that person's spirit that's in a box someplace, so they will be there because all that left here was what was here in this lifetime. So maybe 99% of their spirit is still in the boxes.
Oh.
Okay, so so you do want to do the deceased loved one's emotional body because you don't want that spirit to be tagged and stuck to the emotional body. Okay, you want to get the emotional body out of here. Now I can clear and find their spirit in the box and take that away.
Okay, so let's say we have somebody that we would like to know, and you're talking about deceased people, right?
Yes,
that we would have to. Should we just email you some names?
Yeah, you can send me an email, but do it, maybe on Wednesday or something before the event.
Okay.
You just say you want to do your deceased father or something, and his name is so-and-so, and normally you're on the call, because they would be, they're not going to be, they're not going to be able to give a voice,
Yeah.
I will look for their spirit if they are deceased, so let me know. Say, maybe you have a favorite grandfather or something, and, maybe you didn't like your parents, you don't care about them, but your grandfather was wonderful, grandmother,
So
if you want to get their spirit out of here, you could. So.
Oh my gosh! Thank you so much, Ron. That is a wonderful thing. So.
You are who you are is your grandparents,
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't see any. I'm going to check in to see how that would work, and there's no problem with that. Just pay for them with their name, let me know the person's deceased. And just give me their name, and that's it.
Okay. And you want the donation for each person, is that correct?
Yeah, I believe that the email we sent out now will have a link on it to actually pay for the clearing. So we got to make sure that's working. I'm pretty sure it is. The people who signed up earlier today, before today, then probably won't have the link, but you should be able to have the phone number, I believe, sent to you, and the PIN number. So, back to you.
Okay, great. And same kind of thing. This person is wondering, can anyone pay for the call and be on it, and let us know again the prerequisites, just to be sure they are asking for a friend.
Well, I would probably do the emotional number one. For all the calls is the best thing to have. And just see what mental, emotional, mental, and then maybe you need a fear clearing. Those for sure. From there, maybe you want to get the set sequence timing body. That one's a big one because that starts to bring back what you have here into your body. And then from there, once it's in your body, then when you go to the new earth, your spirit will jump over there and stay there. Because it only can be there in peace. Remember, you kick your spirit out when you get frustrated, so you don't want to have it snagged and stolen by the alien. And that's why the new earth is there, to hold your spirit. And it's not like it's a protection, that the dark side cannot come on this planet, the new earth. So you're going to be able to have your spirit there. When you're in peace, you're there. When you're not in peace, then you're, a clone replica. So, back to you.
Okay, that's it, Ron. I'm good. And it is about time to close our show.
Yep. So, if anybody has any more questions, we could address that on Friday's program. And we will see what happens. So, blessings, everybody. We'll do the Mind to Heart Drop. Thank you, everybody who's listening. Thank you, the ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Michelle. Mind to Heart Drop. Here we go. Yeah, expand your spirit out loud. to, here we go, let's do that. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, everybody. Thank you. Blessings. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.